Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another beautiful episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. A woman gets assaulted by Antifa in Portland, Oregon, and nobody does anything about it. Not the cops, not anybody standing around. Literally nothing is done about it. Kind of blew my mind. I didn't think that that was a real possibility. Turns out it actually is. I, for the flipping life of me, cannot understand why, oh, why Donald Trump decided to come out today and actually state that they are going in, regardless of what the governor, what the mayor, what anybody else in their delusional mind thinks is going to happen. The National Guard is going into Portland. He called them out on social media. And after this reporter ends up getting slammed in the frickin' face, literally whacked with a frickin' stick, giving her a black eye, and PPD, or excuse me, the Portland Police Bureau does literally nothing about it. They're looking for the suspect. They shared the information, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay. They shared the information. It's getting out there. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit. Before we do that, I want to show what proper policing actually looks like, in my opinion.
I'm going to hit him.
Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
You want me to hit him?
He's going to that car!
I'm gonna hit him.
Woo! Now, what do you suppose happened there? This guy was shoplifting. This video comes out of Pueblo, Colorado, and I think this was the Colorado State Police that did this. Incock Faraday coming in early, giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you very much, sir. This gentleman decided to go shoplifting on a little spree and bring a firearm along with him. Well, that was a horrible idea, because as he's fleeing from the cops, as he's running away, and they're hot on his tail through this open field, the idiot decides to pull a gun and hold it in his hands. Now, law enforcement, believe it or not, is allowed to use lethal force in such a case. Why? Because it takes absolutely 0.2 seconds for the suspect to turn around and point that firearm at those law enforcement officers and pull the trigger, and they have to make a life or death decision. Of course you didn't see that coming. Most people wouldn't see that coming, because cops don't really do their dang job anymore, and they take on too much risk in order to way too, yeah, high point. Correct. Yeah. That was the first thing. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for reminding me that they're TBO. I didn't need that reminder. I saw that. That was like my, ugh. Anyways, they take on too much risk as it is. And every time they sit there and allow that stuff to happen, every time these things go wrong, well, guess what? That's when we end up having law enforcement officers get hurt. And then when they defend themselves, God forbid, we better take it to court. Now, the Freedom Flotilla also got intercepted today, but not before Candace Owens decided to blame Charlie Kirk's assassination on Israel.
Charlie informed people at Turning Point, as well as Jewish donors and a rabbi, that he had no choice but to abandon the pro-Israel cause outright. Okay, Charlie was done. He said it explicitly, that he refused to be bullied anymore by the Jewish donors. Can you guys answer? Did he express that? Did he also express that he wanted to bring me, Candace Owens, back because he was standing up for himself? And then did he, just 48 hours later, conveniently catch a bullet to the throat before our onstage reunion could happen? It's a yes or a no. Yeah, I'm putting the fire here right at the feet of Turning Point, because I am disgusted. I am genuinely disgusted. I am looking around and wondering whether Charlie's entire life was the Truman Show. None of you guys are behaving in the way that you should be behaving, okay? There is no way you are letting these lies fly, unless, as I am hearing, unless it is true that there was a big, big, big payday that was on the line. And if Charlie radically stated that he was done with Israel, if Charlie said he had no...
But he didn't. You stupid B. He absolutely didn't state that at all. And even if you did have messages and information that state that Charlie Kirk didn't want to get bullied by donors, great. There's a big difference from Charlie saying, I'm not going to have my speech controlled. I don't care how much money you donate, to, you know what? Hey, I'm a Jewish donor. Let's call in Mossad and the freaking space lasers. Let's hire a transgender guy. Yeah, I know we had all of that crap going on with the pagers and that looked really cool, but let's grab this new guy and haul him in here and have him shoot Charlie Kirk in the neck. You know what? No, hell with that. Let's hire a trans guy that loves and lives with his boyfriend to write some crazy crap on a bullet and somehow be able to pin this on Israel. That's what Candace Owens believes. Yep. Can't make it up. That's what's actually passing for journalism these days. Yep, just drawing a huge freaking conclusion and saying that's what's going on. Well, Russia finally had their poo-poo pushed in and checked before we even get into the Portland situation, before we get into the Freedom Flotilla. By the way, protesters all around the world, including the Freedom Flotilla, or the whatever the hell they're calling it these days, ended up getting like boarded, and those protesters protesting against the blockade in Gaza, yep, they got taken down today too. But before we get into that, let's talk about Russia having one of its Shadow Fleet oil tankers actually get freaking boarded by the French military because this sucker is suspected of launching drones and shutting down the airport in Copenhagen not that long ago. Oh, yeah. Now, the current report is that at least two of the crew members on this boat were detained by the French military. And I actually saw a report, although I didn't back it up and look into it, that the French military basically got told to be ready to go to war in the very near future. And a lot of people were assuming that that had to do with, you know, the drones flying over Poland and all of the NATO countries being harassed and bombed by Russia. Nope, nothing to do with that. Just literally the fact that they planned on boarding a frickin' Russian Shadow Fleet tanker that's screwing with other countries. And this isn't the first time that they've got caught red-handed doing that. And it looks like the world is kind of sick and tired of them doing that. Here you can see some of the French military aboard the actual vessel itself going through it and, you know, rifling through all of their crap before they ended up detaining two people. Now, I can't wait to hear what happened to them. Meanwhile, over inside of the Mediterranean Sea, guess what?
This is the Israeli Navy. You are approaching a blockaded zone. If you wish to deliver aid to Gaza, you may do so through the established channels. Please change your course toward the port of Ashdod, where the aid will undergo a security inspection and then be transferred into the Gaza Strip. This is the Israeli...
You mean to tell me that they actually gave them, still after all of this crap, gave them one final chance? That Greta, with her silly little frickin' frog hat that she likes to wear, which I said, that's gotta be like the sorting hat from frickin' Hogwarts, where like she put on her cute little like frog hat, and then she was like, the Kassam Brigades, and sends them over to like whatever frickin' boat it is that they're going to. Like that is how they had to have had their damn ship assignments. I don't know. But yes, the Israeli military literally gave them another chance to go to the port of Ashdod before they finally decided to go over and board their vessels.
Donc là, vous voyez l'interception. Là, on a un autre bateau qui appartient à la petite. Et là, tout ce que vous voyez, le petit bateau, c'est les Zodiacs. Généralement, il y a un drone au-dessus qui est opérationnel. Là, c'est une interception d'un autre bateau.
Now, you would think that this genocidal military would have boarded the vessels and started blasting everybody directly in the face. You would think that, you know, you really would. And seeing as how they were, what, like, I think 75, 80 miles off the coast of Gaza, they would have literally no cell phone service. But apparently they're really well funded because they were able to actually stream and upload videos as the genocidal Israeli Defense Force went over and actually took all of them hostage. Fuck my life, man.
Hard to give you a sense of how big and imposing it is. It's coming around my side now.
What are we doing?
Hands up,
everybody. Can you put your fucking hands up, please? Hands up, every last person.
Yep, so good on Greta Thunberg for going there and knocking it out. Somebody asked, what does this have to do with what's going on in Portland? You know what it has to do with what's going on in Portland? The same idiots in Portland that are flying Palestinian flags are the same idiots that back people like this. And so it's quite literally not just like a Portland issue. It is a worldwide problem. And the idiots in Portland that are backing and supporting all of the stuff that's going on, who, by the way, are having massive fundraisers for themselves and actually putting it out on social media. I actually can't make this crap up if you guys actually want to know about that. I mean, I could get deeper and deeper into Greta all I want, or I could tell you how stupid Antifa is.
So Donald Trump is now ordering ICE and our military to go full force on the 24-hour music festival in Portland. They've been going for, I think it's day 115 today.
And a 24-hour music festival, by the way, is the the illegal riot that's taking place outside of the ICE facility. And they called it a music festival because, as you guys seen in the previous videos, that they're out there doing the cha-cha slide and all sorts of dumb stuff that, like, I can't even wrap my head around. So when she says music festival, that's exactly what she's referring to.
I'm worried about those folks. So here's some things that are good to drop off. Helmets. I found these at Goodwill. Gas masks. I'll link this one below. This is a really good one that I found. It comes with a lot of filters. It's got mesh on the back, so it evenly distributes around the face, has a really good seal, which for the long-term wear, that seal is really fucking important. P100 refills for masks. These are the fine particle filters. These are the really fucking important ones to save people's lungs. Pre-packaged first aid kits. Body armor. Because apparently, we gotta prepare for that shit. Backpacks are really needed. Also, construction cones to put over the canisters. And, like, any camping supplies you have on hand. I'm gonna put the address that you guys can drop this shit off at, and also the P.O. box if you want to mail things to them. They need as much help as they can get right now. I'm worried. So I'm going to be probably dropping this off maybe tomorrow. And if you guys have anything you can drop off, or if you want to send some of this shit to them, I'm going to link some stuff that you can send to them here. We really need to be supporting the fuck out of these guys, right?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Holy freaking hell, Batman. How in the world were they actually dumb enough, I think, to actually put this on social media? Somebody asked me, how do you call this inciting violence? Well, it's literally supporting a violent organization. And it's inciting violence because what you're doing is you're telling other people that they're going to get free support, that they'll be able to pick up gas masks. I'm kind of curious about the Cottonwood School. There's a camp at the Cottonwood School. So I'm curious, why is there a camp at the Cottonwood School in the first place? There shouldn't be a camp at Cottonwood School. Maybe, oh, maybe law enforcement might need to look into that. I know if my kids were going to that school, I might be a little bit upset that a bunch of Antifa rioters, protesters, homeless people, whatever the heck they are over at the Cottonwood School collecting gas masks, body armor, helmets, and everything else to go over and launch an actual violent insurrection against ICE. And you're dumb enough to actually put that on social media. So, yes, to whoever the previous gentleman was that commented, what the heck does all of this have to do together? It's all the insane, inflamed, retarded people that are allowing all of this garbage to happen. That's exactly what it has to do. Plus, I just want to keep people up to par with how dumb Greta and her entire Freedom Flotilla are for going over and attempting to break a blockade in Gaza. You know, let me ask you a question. If they truly, truly cared about the Palestinian people and getting that aid delivered to those kids, what do you think the odds were of them actually getting through the blockade and making it all the way into Gaza? I'm going with 0.0% chance of them actually getting in there. Now, as somebody that's actually gone into Gaza and actually talked to the kids and shaken hands with them, even accepted a gift from a little girl, I'm going to call her Amira, who's actually starting to do something in order to help those people out, which I've talked about on this show, by making sure that they get proper humanitarian aid delivered to them. Honestly, you got to ask yourself, how much money did they actually spend on that stupid flotilla? They carried what? Maybe a truckload of humanitarian aid or two? Maybe? Like, that would do any good for 2 million people? Now, I want you to take that and say, okay, they have how much money invested in those ships and those crew members invested in time off from work? How much money could they have actually raised, saved up, and donated to an organization such as, I don't know, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, maybe, that's actually on the ground delivering aid? Because the truth is, if they actually wanted people to get the humanitarian aid, they would have simply done that. They would have simply raised the money and donated it and put it in there. But instead, we have idiots like we're about to see here on the street over inside of Portland that are quite literally doing nothing other than about to get arrested and wasting more federal taxpayer dollars. Because now the National Guard has to get called on to active duty. They got to go down there. Plus, not to mention the amount of munitions, just pepper spray that ICE has been doing. And yeah, I see somebody says, oh, deodorant, I bet. Yeah, I bet that they're using the pepper spray just to cover up the smell of half of these people on the street inside of Portland. And this is now grown and is now taking place during the daytime. People can't even get through the street here in Portland. And this is 1,000% breaking freaking laws. They are not allowed. to block streets illegally. They don't have a protest permit, and you're about to hear about why earlier. And here's the worst freaking part of it all. The Portland Police Bureau refuses to go in there, allegedly, because it's too dangerous.
This lady's trying to get through the streets. They're not letting her through. They're not letting her through.
Tesla privilege right there, baby.
So all of these people that are against socialism, apparently, and fascism, they're against fascism, are sitting here blocking streets and not allowing people to go through, literally tapping on windows with freaking hard sticks, shouting at people, not allowing them to pass. Clearly, this lady has nothing to do with ICE. She has nothing to do with anything other than trying to pass through. And then she's surrounded by a horde of retards. And you would think, absolutely think, that they would just let her through and be like, hey, we've got a peaceful lady here. Maybe part the Red Sea and let her slide on through. Nope, too good for that. They've got a rap on her window with a stick because they're a bunch of flipping terrorists.
They're not letting her through right now. And now everyone's saying she needs to back up. This lady right here saying it's illegal for her to be coming through here. The police are stepping in.
This freaking heifer with a loudspeaker said if you don't arrest her, you are complicit and blah, 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 blah. She's actually telling the cop to arrest her for trying to drive down a public flipping street. Don Booze, time off from work. Come on, Matt. You know they don't have jobs. You know what? You're right. There's people aboard the Freedom Flotilla, like, I don't know, a war vet by the name of Greg Stoker, who I am ashamed to admit served in the 75th Ranger Regiment, who got a DUI after assaulting some kids, allegedly, inside of like a 7-Eleven in Southern Texas. As he was fleeing from the scene and the cops went after him, they managed to like pick him up and ended up giving him a DUI. Yeah, it's probably hard to get a job with people like that. I just throwing that out there.
Are you going to arrest her or are you
going to
continue
to proceed
with this bullshit administration?
This is wild right now. You have the police going. You have these guys mad at me for filming this. This lady's crying.
You know, what's funny is if that cop actually wanted to, he could probably go over and arrest that freaking heifer for impeding in his investigation. That's what should be done. But there is a liaison officer. That's what it looks like on like his shirt right there. So they have a liaison officer. Is that what I'm seeing? For what? The freaking rioters?
These people are mad at me for filming right here. This guy.
Holy crap. It is. Look at that. It's a freaking liaison officer. Dude, what the hell? And another random cop just standing there. This is literally... Now, I got to ask Portland Police Bureau if they literally have a liaison officer now, specifically for the rioters. Patrick Loudon says, too dangerous, yet there is too much unnecessary attention, says the police chief. It makes no sense. Yeah. Hey, good call. Now I got to ask the Portland Police Bureau, like as soon as I'm done with the stream, if they have a liaison officer specifically for these stupid rioters. If instead of enforcing the law, they actually sent a daggum liaison officer down there.
After hitting a protester.
I'm so scared. I feel
threatened by terrorists. You're so fucking scared.
Somebody stamped the car with Trump Gestapo. Not welcome. Now this lady's trying to get out. What's your message to these protesters, ma'am?
Get a job. Get a job.
Whoever it was that said, whoever it was that called out and said, come on, Matt, you know these people don't have jobs. Nailed it. Mike Mayo, Israel's second largest port, Elliott, is bankrupt and no longer operating because Yemen made it economically unviable. Ships normally paying tolls into the Suez now go around Africa. Guess who's paying aid to Egypt? It's you. Yeah, I'm 1,000% aware of that. I actually talked about that freaking port being shut down because of the lack of traffic and everything else that's going on with it. this lady hit the nail on the head. And by the way, I think I just realized why they're actually not letting her through. Because she's driving a Tesla. Isn't that a Tesla? I'm pretty sure that's a daggum Tesla. And then they end up slapping Trump's Gestapo sticker on there. Pretty sure that actually causes damage to a vehicle and is defacing property. So why, oh, why aren't the Portland police that are literally standing right there doing their job and had to tell this lady that she had to go around? After we just played the friggin' video this morning of the Portland police chief that tried to say that there's nothing violent going on down there, nothing at all. Well, got bad news for every idiot over in Portland that doesn't like what's happening. Today, President Trump put out, the governor of Oregon must be living in a dream world. Portland is a never-ending disaster. Many people have been badly hurt and even killed. It is ran like a third world country. We're only going in because as American patriots, we have no choice. Law and order must prevail in our cities and everywhere else. Incog Faraday says paid agitators. Dude, probably. I wouldn't doubt it. David Salavo. In Seattle, we have a whole unit called Poet. They try to work with rioters. No. Who just will not speak to them? They just stand around? You've got to be kidding me. My mind was just blown by the amount of liberal retardation that came through in David's donation. Incog Faraday, I appreciate your donation, and you just like, I don't know how to say it, man, but you literally just got like, what's the word? You had all of the thunder stolen from your donation with that one little comment. I can't believe that crap. That is the most retarded thing I've heard in the longest time. Trump came out with another statement. He said, as I determined on September 27th, when I activated and called into service the National Guard in Oregon conditions, I lost my place. Conditions continue to deteriorate in lawless mayhem. Our great federal law enforcement officers have not been able to enforce the laws in Oregon. Antifa and the radical left anarchists have been viciously attacking our federal law enforcement officers, men and women who are simply doing their job to protect federal property, enforcing federal immigration laws and the rule of law. We will never allow mobs to take over our streets, burn our cities, or destroy America. National Guard is now in place and has been dedicated to restoring law and order and ending chaos, death, and destruction. We are a nation of law and we will prevail. Thank you for your attention on this matter. President DJT. Dylan, what needs to be done in order to force the Portland PD to actually do their job? There has to be something that legally holds them accountable, right? Well, there is laws where they actually fail to act. I have to look into Oregon revised statutes and see if that's actually one of them in which people can start suing the city of Portland for them failing to act to protect the citizens. What you have, and the biggest freaking problem, and this is something that I notice, is your police chief, right, has to work with the mayor, has to work with the city council, has to work with all of this crap. And what ends up happening is the police chief, more often than not, especially in liberal cities, ends up turning into a damn politician. And that politician has to then, like, keep the city council happy. He's got to keep the freaking mayor happy because all the freaking jobs and all of the funding for the police department depend on that relationship. And they will literally bully people to make sure it happens. I kid you not. So, yeah, what needs to happen, in my opinion, is Portland needs to lose money. They need to start getting their pants sued off so that they can no longer fund homeless people and deal with Antifa nut jobs and actually make them do their job. And maybe, just maybe, the system can remake all of the money from the lawsuits from the police actually going out and being allowed to do their job. It's not that the officers in Portland don't want to deal with retards like this that I'm about to show you. It's that they're quite literally not allowed to do their job.
You're not even from here, are you?
Can I ask you what you're doing here?
Yes, this is my city. This is my neighborhood. What are you doing in my neighborhood, motherfucker?
What would your message be to some of the people in that building who it is their neighborhood too and they're frustrated?
The woman right there is in full support. That is her.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple people. There are some who are in support, but some aren't. So what would your message be to them who feel differently than you?
I am so sorry, but this is what is necessary right now for genuine change to happen. I'm sorry for the noise right now, but as long as people are getting hurt, innocent people are getting hurt, we have to make noise. You can put earplugs in to go to sleep.
For genuine change to happen, we have to wear kitty cat masks and be on the street with sunglasses in the middle of the night. For genuine change. Because God forbid law enforcement officers actually do their job and arrest criminals who are here in this country illegally. And then this a-hole tells people that they need to put earplugs in their ears in order to go to sleep. No, your butt just needs arrested.
That's about it. I'm sorry. If you care about your community, you'll shut your goddamn mouth or you'll be on the front lines with us protecting more people.
I know I talked to a couple of them who are...
Protecting people, he says. Protecting people. We're about to see how they protect people in the city of Portland. We're about to see Antifa's idea of protecting people when they assaulted a female who is literally standing there exercising her First Amendment right because, you know, communism is a thing in Portland and you got to declare it because you're doing the right thing. Mark coming in just says, click, click, boom. Thank you for your donation, sir. And Sweck, been a member for 11 months. Hell yeah, brother.
Ripped from their home.
And thank you for answering, because there definitely are people in that building who are frustrated, as you know. Like, I talked to a woman in a wheelchair today who she says she feels like she can't move around and can't
and
get to where
terrible.
She needs to go.
That is also because these people are here.
Oh, God. And before I forget, I want you to remember that woman in a wheelchair comment that felt horrible, because guess what? One of these Antifa nut jobs actually has a following on TikTok where she parades around inside of a wheelchair and then parades around the ICE facilities and acts like she's actually disabled. And guess what? She got arrested standing upright last night. She actually got her butt slammed to the ground and somebody actually got it captured on camera.
The fascists were not here.
Wait, one second.
Anti-fascists.
We're having a nice conversation,
I'm actually.
And I'm actually having a conversation. Can you not?
Well, no. I'm having a conversation with you. Yeah. I'll keep going with that, guys. Shine it more in our eyes, please.
Okay, then I'm not going to let you share what you're going to say. I mean, I'll put this on Facebook. He's going to do that.
We can shine it more in our eyes.
Yeah.
Because you are in our neighborhoods. You don't give a f about those people.
If you gave a f
about those people, you'd care about the gases that are getting into their homes. We don't have gases. Hey, I'm still talking, motherfucker.
I don't care.
Wow. I tell you what, these people just need their poo-poo pushed in. So remember the lady I told you about that parades around in a wheelchair? You guys remember her that I talked about? This is her getting arrested. Now, my question is this the freaking warden? Like, who the hell is this guy standing up on the rooftop just chilling, looks like in a suit? Like, who is that guy? What the heck is he? I know there's not a warden there, but like, come on. Like, who is that guy? Fucking pathetic. Smokey, thank you very much for clarifying that. Liaison officers are not law enforcement officers. Any liaison officer acting in a law enforcement capacity is committing a felony of impersonating a law enforcement officer. They have no arrest or enforcement authority. Thank you. I just learned something, if that happens to be true. You know who did have the authority of arrest was the law enforcement officer that was standing right next to the liaison officer. He absolutely could have done his damn job sitting there. But unfortunately, his job was probably to protect the liaison officer that was standing there over the car and trying to tell the lady that she can't go through there. Now, to me, if he's telling the lady that she's not allowed to proceed through there, that seems like he's acting in some sort of law enforcement capacity. I have no idea why a liaison officer would feel the need to go over and intervene in that particular situation. I don't know. I don't know. If what you're saying is true, I have no idea why he stuck his nose in that business. But what I do know is I have a video of that woman that just got arrested on your screen whining and crying about what it's like to be arrested. You want to hear something from their perspective? I know I do.
To my butt tonight, I was standing in the bike lane recording the push. I was worried about a friend. And so I went over to that side and was recording. And an agent didn't say anything, just came over and body checked me as he was walking by. And I stumbled and tried to catch myself and ended up catching myself on his shirt and caught.
Unfortunately, there's another angle of what actually took place. And wouldn't you believe it? That's not what happened. This nut job actually pushed the officer back. Incog Faraday says, can you set up a fundraiser for Pepperballs? Good question. I don't know. If you're a member of DHS or ICE and the viewers here would like to donate pepper balls for you to shoot at angry rioters and protesters and Antifa terrorists, is there a donation link that you could possibly share with us to make that happen? Castle Survival, YouTube isn't letting me send any messages. I'll stay in Vancouver. Wow. That's freaking annoying.
My balance really quick, backed up, put my hands up. You know, I didn't mean to grab onto him, but like natural instinct is to grab onto the closest thing when you're falling. And that was him in that instance.
Rambling Ryan, pretty sure this chick asked me for rolling papers once. Yeah, no, nobody really cares about what you are lying about, lady, because that's quite frankly not what actually happened. Like, not even remotely close. Oh, my bad. That's just the video of her getting hauled off. I didn't want that video of her getting hauled off. But yeah, there's another video that clearly shows her like shoving. I thought I put it in the stack. Clearly I didn't. My bad. Here is Katie Davis Court actually getting whacked in the frickin' face for the Pepperball Fund. Hell yeah. Getting whacked in the face by one of the rioters. So there you see the Antifa retards trying to usher her off. Now, wouldn't you imagine, they actually track down to where that lady lives, and we actually have the address, excuse me, not lives, but where they took her to stash her. Like the stash house is actually a known address just a couple meters away from where they were at. Let's go ahead and listen to Honey Badger Mom, who is there on scene. You guys saw her walk over with her camera that Katie told her, like, hey, we need to figure out who that chick is because she just assaulted her. Let's hear what she's got to say about it.
Okay, so you guys, I have to have my phone attached to me. You guys saw my live where somebody tried to hit me with a flagpole, and Travis relieved her of that flagpole and or blocked it. And then she went up and she hit Katie right across the face with this flagpole, like she was swinging a bat. And I was filming that guy they were chasing in a truck and turn around, and she was like, she just hit me, unmask her, you know, so you at least know who it is. And she got away. I mean, we followed her everywhere. We followed her back to their encampment. She changed clothes. We waited and waited and waited for the cops, and the cops would come. We're back here by OHSU, and that's how far we had to walk, like 4 or 5 blocks to find the cops. They wouldn't touch her. So again, assaulting journalists, and, you know, oh, we don't know who did it and we didn't get them, so too bad for you. I mean, what has to happen? They have to kill one of us?
Yeah, they literally have to kill one of you, and even then, they're probably not going to do their job. Now, I have to give people extreme credit for being able to find and follow these people all the way back to 677 South Lowell Street, unit number 152. And I want to thank Andy Ngo. No, I don't know how to pronounce that, man. I'm sorry. I probably should at this point, but I don't. For actually putting that address on blast for the entire world to see.
Antifa safe house, yep.
Why the fuck you stalking women? Fucking minors and shit. Andy, the fuck is wrong with you?
Why are you stalking this person?
She assaulted me.
She assaulted you? Do you have proof of that?
Yeah, my black eye.
Your black eye? You didn't just.
You don't
like,
have a black eye. I don't see
get
it.
Hit by your boyfriend or something.
A minor, Katie. What are you?
All right. The assault suspect is in the safe house. The assault suspect is in the safe house. Get away from me.
Get away.
Why don't you grow some balls and stop being a fucking snowflake?
Yeah, you're fucking assaulting, you dumb whore.
Back up, you decrepit Barbie.
You're David. Yes, yes, me too. I just got assaulted really bad.
I just thought about the video.
And that's the Antifa safe house.
What? Katie, you're stalking children. That's weird.
That's pedophilia, dude.
It's not cool to stalk children, Katie.
So they are now harboring the assault suspect in the safe house. In the Antifa safe house.
The Antifa safe house.
Get my good side, Katie.
You know what I'm going to end up doing when I actually end up going down there is I am going to get a honeycomb for my camera lens, even if I have to make one or 3D print one. I don't give a shit, but that'll stop all that stupid little glare that these guys and their dumb little cameras are putting off. As a matter of fact, I might just find somebody with a 3D printer and have them make one and start sending them out to these different people that are there on the scene, because that's going to get rid of everything. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, maybe you should, like, get into the long range shooting world and stuff. It cuts down on glare. It's great. Camera burns right through it. You don't have to see anything. It's great. But yeah, notice how that idiot ended up saying that, oh no, you don't have a black eye. I don't see anything wrong. Well, you're about to see it here in just a second, what actually her black eye looks like. It's freaking disturbing. The amount of damage that actually got done to her face kind of ticks me off, to be perfectly honest. Like, she didn't deserve any of this. She shouldn't have got hurt. But this is exactly what it looked like. And again, that guy ended up accusing her of her boyfriend doing it or somebody else doing it. No, it couldn't have possibly been the crazed Antifa chick that everybody's trying to run and hide and hush into a safe house.
Okay.
Jack, I'm doing fine. As you guys can see, I clearly have a massive black eye, and the police did absolutely nothing last night. I tried to hunt them down to hold the suspect accountable, and they just said that it is too dangerous for them to go in and make an arrest. So I'm doing fine, but I'm glad to see President Trump is deploying the National Guard. This place needs a lot of help, and I'm glad to talk to you about it.
Well, I would hope that we, at the same time, you know, let's make sure that we get this checked out with medical and, you know, I used to say in the Navy, you know, I'm not a doctor, you're not a doctor, but let's make sure, because you never know in these situations, you know, if something else has happened internally or something else has gone on that you want to be careful with. I mean, so you have the black eye, but you were actually struck by, it was sort of like a flagpole or something like that.
Right. So this Antifa affiliated subject just started approaching me and waving the flagpole in my face. And then I kind of turned around, and that's when she swung it like a baseball bat and directly hit my eye. And now.
So that's the craziest part of this whole thing, is that that freaking heifer tried to like baseball bat whack her in the back of the freaking head as she was walking away. She didn't have the balls to do it to her face. And then, because she turned around, she's probably in swing and just whacks her right in the dang face with it. Fox McCloud says, I hate the phony concern guy. Patrick Loudon says, I feel like the Kyle Rittenhouse situation will more than likely occur if this doesn't get under control. I 100% support that message. I thoroughly believe that's going to happen. Absolutely, that's going to end up happening. Adara, the wholesome, says, I've waited for something to be done about this for 5 years, and I'm a little jaded about anything actually being done about this situation. Is very deep rooted. Yeah, no kidding. Nobody does anything in that city. I used to date a Portland police officer, believe it or not. And I will tell you that Mark says, honeycomb lens fun. Appreciate you, buddy. Dinosaur become a true supporter. Thank you guys very much. Like, I will tell you, the Portland police, like the actual cops on the street, actually do want to do their job, but they're not allowed to do their job. God forbid they're allowed to do their job. They're not. They won't let them. It's the administration. It's everybody else. There's only certain things they are and aren't allowed to do. And it sucks. It's a leadership issue within the Portland Police Bureau, and that needs taken care of. And very clearly, it goes all the way up to the top to the police chief, because we heard from his dumb butt earlier today. Oh, as a matter of fact, you know what I ought to do? I ought to play that clip for you guys over here at home, because, you know, apparently the Portland police chief doesn't think that there's any issues or any problems going on over inside of Portland. So let's just listen to see what this idiot had to say a little bit earlier about the issues over in Portland.
Is there a myth or a misconception since this news broke that you're like, oh, I just wish people understood this?
Yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is, and it's been highlighted so many times so well, but I just want to emphasize, this is one city block. City of Portland's about 145 square miles. This is one city block. And even the events that are happening down there do not rise to the level of attention that they are receiving. We are seeing this true for our society in whole. I'm not going to try and editorialize too much, but these, you know, 30 second, 20 second, 15 second clips that are brought in from months ago or maybe even years ago, we've seen.
Yep, because all those clips were not from the last 48 hours that you guys have watched so far. His name, in case you guys are curious, I see it rolling through the comment section. His name is Chief Day, D-A-Y, D-A-Y, Chief Day. And yeah, it is just a city block. So you would think that the Portland police would be capable of solving that problem so that it's not getting all the media attention. But bottom line is, they don't want to solve the problem and they're not doing anything about it.
Being Portland portrayed through the events of the lens of 20 and 21. And what's actually happening in the response that we're seeing both from Portlanders and from the Portland Police Bureau is not in line with that national narrative. And it is frustrating, but we're going to continue to stay the course. I said this on Saturday. The actions of the federal government and others doesn't change the resolve that the Portland Police Bureau has to continue to provide the highest level of safety and security and service to Portlanders.
What was that last line he just said? Yeah, the highest level of safety and security and service to Portlanders. So apparently ignoring what's taking place in downtown Portland is providing the highest level to Portlanders. That's what this idiot wants you to believe. That's what the chief of police for Portland wants you to believe, that he is actually providing the highest level of security and safety for the people of Portland. You guys want to see what the highest level of safety for the people of Portland looks like? Let's check that out again. Let's just see what this highest level of safety looks like. Oh, that's it right there. That's the highest level of safety that they provide. People literally rapping on windshields with freaking, like, taking over streets, doing whatever the hell they want. This is the Portland police chief's idea of the highest level of safety that they can provide. Soak that in for a hot second if you live in Oregon and you vote in that state. This is the highest level of safety that the Portland police chief says that they provide. This right here. This is safety for the people of Portland. This poor lady driving in her Tesla probably was just following a navigation system. There's not even a freaking alert out to stop people likely inside of their navigation because these damn protests keep popping up and they have zero police presence downtown to freaking deal with it. So freaking ridiculous. You know who has been dealing with it though? The feds. Circle around. These dudes literally had to develop new TTPs because the Portland Police Bureau, the chief, is not allowing these people to do their job. They pulled up in a dang white van. Why? Because Antifa got used to the gates being opened up and them coming out and playing the same old game where they go back and forth. Finally, the feds did something a little bit different. Swamp Cleaner says he looks like Cary Elwes if he was cooked in a microwave. I don't even know who that is, to be perfectly honest with you, and I probably pronounced the name wrong, but I'm going to read that super chat, man. I'm going to read that sucker all day long. Yep, so good on them for actually doing that. I actually support them taking care of that problem. A little bit of daylight problems also going on over there. This video is from September 30th because, again, police chief says that the videos that you guys are watching are only from a couple of years ago, like five. Oh, my lucky stars, a retard. Fox McCloud says they need to start arresting these officials that refuse to do their job. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Tom Bone says Barney Fife is a better cop than that police chief. Yep, I'd agree with that as well. And Mark Demoline just giving the thumbs up. Thank you very much, sir, for that donation. All of you guys so far that have came in and donated, greatly appreciate it. Please consider becoming a true supporter. Believe it or not, I actually end up turning off the monetization on these videos as we're streaming. That way you guys can watch them without the interruption of ads. I've got a lot of good feedback from that, so I'm going to continue to do that. So do me a favor and please support the channel by becoming a true supporter. It costs $5 a month. It's a hell of a deal. You guys will get a link. You get over into our Discord server. CG says, nice shirt, Matt. Thank you very much. I like this shirt. I've actually had this shirt for years, and I take very good care of it. And every now and then, I break it back out. And today, it was actually my gym shirt that I ended up wearing to the gym. So, yep, that's what I ended up. And yeah. So that's where that ended up coming from. Anyways, back to Delusional Karen.
I'm a peaceful protester.
I'm a peaceful protester. I was waiting for that line. It had to be in there somewhere. Oh, my goodness. You want to see that cripple chick actually walking on her own two legs? Here she is.
You ripped it out of my hands. You ripped my hands out. You ripped my hands out.
Stop it. Oh, lady, go back to your wheelchair. Go back to it. See, you didn't spend a lot of time in jail because they actually released you for whatever the heck it was that you did wrong. And now you're back to making stupid TikTok videos explaining how horrible your life is not. Ah, freaking people. Rebel Skull coming in, giving out five Speak the Truth memberships. Castle Survival wants to do a Discord chat today. Yeah, maybe we'll do a Discord chat. Proud American becoming a true supporter. Thank you very much, sir. Michael L. gifting out a membership. Michael Mayo gifting out five Speak the Truth memberships. You guys are just crushing it on the members today. Clay Walker, been a member of 23 months. Been sticking around for a hot minute there. Thank you very much for that, Clay. Love the freaking support that you guys end up sharing here. Now, if you guys want another great video to go watch, Nick Shirley actually put out a 30-minute video from his time on the ground over inside of Portland of covering all of this crap, going through the riots, talking to some of these retarded protesters. Here, let's see what the protester with the silly clown face says.
So why do you put the bubbles out?
It's an indicator, just like balloons. You watch where it's going to go, that's where the gas is going to go.
How long have you been protesting out here for?
Well, I've been protesting in different cities across the country now since they broke out early this summer. So,
what makes you so enthusiastic about protesting?
Because there's a lot to protest. There's a lot that's wrong that's going on. A lot of people aren't buying the bullshit from Trump, basically.
What do you think they should do with illegal migrants if they are here illegally? For instance, because the last 4 years underneath Joe Biden, there was like over 10 million. Should they all just be allowed to stay here, or how should Trump go about doing that?
Well, first of all, I don't think anyone's illegal. I think that's just kind of like a hot button word that's used to basically create a us and them mentality, take away somebody's humanity by saying they're illegal.
And Jonathan, you've been covering Antifa for a very long time. How dangerous and how violent are these people?
Look, at the end of the day, the goal is to overthrow the U.S. government. They want revolution. They're here to destabilize America. They hate capitalism. They believe in Marxism, communism, and that's what they're trying to bring in and usher in right now. And authorities, the cops, these officers, this is the direct defense against any type of communist takeover, and that's why they're constantly being targeted.
I'm going back into the craziness right now, but before I get back into the craziness, I want to tell you about the sponsor of this video, Opus.
Oh my goodness, man. Crazy clown man, professional protester. That's what he does with his life. If you guys were looking for evidence, or what we like to call a clue, that things like that are taking place, look no further than there. Yeah, you guys want to go into the Discord? You want to have a chat in the Discord over all this stupidity? I am gladly going to do that with you. Let's go over to the Discord and talk about what we think the state of America is and how big of a pile of garbage that police chief is. If you guys were gifted out a Speak the Truth membership, woo, there we go. Now we're up. If you guys were gifted out a Speak the Truth membership today, I'll be posting a link directly after this live chat if you guys become a true supporter. You got to be a true supporter. You got to be a basically not just a subscriber, but a paid member of the channel in order to get in there. Again, it's about $4.99 a month for you guys to get in there and become a true supporter. So I look forward to you guys. You guys that are over in the Discord, let me know if you can hear me. Castle Survival, you're the one that requested it, sir. So I'm bringing you up to the stage right now. What's going on, brother?
Hi, Matt. Doing well, mate, doing well. It's a bit late in Scotland, about 1 a.m. here, but it's not that bad. I'll be waking up a little later this morning. The question which I was going to ask was regarding all these Antifa protests, is there any valid concern of, say, bad actors that would retaliate to these groups? That I mean, for example, anti-protest, like, what is it? Counter-protests,
yes.
Which is the least concern, or worst-case scenario, lone gunmen's, or yes. Groups of gunmen's.
100%.
And have there been recorded cases of these happening?
Yeah, 100%. That's a very real possibility that could be taking place by having people that actually go in there that are counter-protesters that are going after them and actually causing violence, or just bad actors in general, that maybe these people that are out there protesting might not want to, or might not be aware of a violent plot that might be going on. And they keep that stuff in a little tight-knit circle. And then they show up and they start chucking explosive devices and Molotovs over at the ICE facility. Vincent Kuznar says, these paint maker videos are boring. Where's the beanbags at? Oh, you want beanbags? I'll bring you beanbags tomorrow. Yeah, I think that's a very real possibility.
Then the only thing in which I'd just be concerned about is, say, I'm not talking about specifically people that are with Antifa, but that are against them as well. As in, how have there not been incidents of mass cas events, like mass casualty events, with people retaliating against these protests? Or is it just that people on the opposite... I mean, it kind of shows that people on the opposite spectrum, what you would call, quote, far right, are a lot more reserved than people like to think. I have not heard of any kind of right-wing shootings, like right-wing motivated shootings, in a very long time. The last one I remember is Christchurch, and that was in New Zealand.
Yeah, so I think maybe this time what they're waiting on is for the National Guard to come in and actually do their job. That is the one thing I think that's a little bit different than we saw. Definitely during the BLM protest, quote-unquote protest, the peaceful protest of BLM, we definitely saw people that were showing up, and then they ended up getting rolled in and being labeled as like the Proud Boys or coming out as the Proud Boys and everything else. And that's how they tried to go against that. But really what you ended up having was a bunch of just patriotic Americans that got sick and tired of this crap, of these radical leftist, like extremist terrorists going into these cities and taking over them, and actually showed up. And there was violent clashes that took place and people did lose their lives. Now, my big concern, particularly right now, is, you know, Trump has said that our border is secure. I promise you it's not. You know, our government says our border is secure. I promise you it's not. And I think what the big concern is, especially for me and several other people, is that you're going to have some sort of terrorist sneak their way in there and actually set off an explosive device, kind of like the Boston bombing type situation, in order to sow more mayhem and more destruction into this country and divide us even further. All of those things are very real possibilities.
And a Rittenhouse kind of scenario, as someone else had mentioned in the in the YouTube.
Oh yeah. What do you think would happen if I was down there and somebody hit me in the face with a freaking stick? Yep. Right? Like, that's not going to turn out good for that person. I would take it from them and I would hurt them with it. That's what would end up happening. Right? And then anybody that came after me would also get the stick. And so then the question then boils down to, all right, well, if that's the case and that's the scenario and we have those counter protesters that are going down there, how many of them are going to be carrying firearms? How many of them are going to be carrying sharp objects? How many of these Antifa idiots have them, right? All of that is going to pop off if this situation doesn't get under control, which is directly, in my opinion, falls directly on the shoulders of that Portland police chief Day for not doing his dang job. Mac, what's up, brother?
Yeah, so I don't know how familiar you are with airsoft guns. But
quasi.
Let me tell you, if the pepper balls aren't, you know, doing the job, because everybody's got... Oh. Am I breaking up?
No, you're good. Go ahead. I mean, you were a little broken, but not bad.
Okay. But yeah, if the pepper balls aren't working because they've got the masks and stuff, they ought to break out some airsoft guns, because you catch one of those to like a finger or like the neck, that'll take the fight right out of you. And it's less lethal, less than lethal. So,
yeah,
I don't know. That was, I mean,
you're just not wrong. But you're not wrong, and you can crank the velocity up on those. And I don't know if you ended up seeing it, but those people actually end up dressing pretty fully clothed most of the time. And it's starting to get a little bit chilly over there at night. You got a lot of people wearing sweatshirts and things like that. So, yeah, you'll bother them, but chances are, with them being amped up like that, it's really not going to. And you're right. You're going to end up having to shoot him in the hand or something like that in order to like inflict some pain in order to make it happen. And I agree with you. It's less than lethal, like clearly. Right. But yeah. How, like what velocity do you have to run on those to make them feel pain through jackets and shirts and stuff? I don't know.
Well, as somebody that's done, you know, airsoft events and stuff, just for fun with my buddies, it'll penetrate through some clothing, especially in sensitive areas. You know, you cup check somebody.
That's true.
You're wearing a cup, it's going to get you.
That's true. Yeah. You know, I would actually be okay with them just using semi munitions. All right. Thank you, brother. Yeah. No, I mean, as opposed to airsoft, I'd rather just see them using semi munitions, because those things for a fact hurt. They've got a good distance on them and they are accurate. I would like to see a belt fed semi munition gun on that rooftop, like a 249, just laying down simmunitions across that crowd. That's what I think. they should be doing in conjunction with throwing tear gas and everything else. I think they ought to have little tear gas dispensers that are like you see on the side of tanks and Brads and Bradley fighting vehicles, stuff like that, that actually just deploy tear gas and pop them before everybody walks out there. Who'd we end up with?
Like a Levin's projector.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
What's up, brother?
So all this stuff is right up my alley. Like, I've spent time in Portland. I have gone to Proud Boys protests, and they would recognize probably my tattoo at least.
Okay.
Because I talked to some of them about it. But I also was a hardcore left-wing activist in the late 90s.
That was a different left-wing back then, though.
It was. And quite frankly, my beliefs have not changed much from then.
Okay.
I was anti-globalization. I was one of the 17 felonies at the WTO protest in 1999, breaking a window. I did a lot of environmental stuff, Native American stuff, trying to stop the nuclear waste dump from being put on the sacred spot in Southern California.
Okay.
All that kind of stuff. And you know, a lot, there's a few things that I think people need to understand. A lot of these people out there, you have some very spoiled, rich, liberal kids that are going to schools that are $40,000 a year in mm-hmm. tuition. There's also a lot of people there who have had hard lives, don't have a great education, don't know much. I would say there's a handful of different kinds of people that are there, but I still believe that a majority of the people that are down there believe they're doing the right thing.
I would agree.
Even these crazy screaming nut jobs that are covered in clown paint and everything else, they think that they're on the right side.
Well, that's what motivates them. Like, they wouldn't be there if they didn't think they were doing the right thing, and they actually feel it deep down in their soul that nobody is illegal and that ICE is doing, like, just an absolute, like, criminal organization, criminal job in what they're doing by deporting these people and going after. They're not even going after, like, they're literally going after the violent criminals first. Like, they're not even going after,
right,
like, random
but
people.
But that's not what they're hearing every day on there, on the internet that they watch, which isn't the same internet that we see. It's just totally different people, totally yeah. different messaging, totally different news. And they're hearing about a Wisconsin man and a father and somebody who wasn't doing anything. It was just a lady that's lived here for 20 years. And, you know, she just wants to sell tacos. Problem?
I mean, I know that's what they believe, that they're just like innocent Americans that just want to live their lives and want to be integrated into society. But they're literally deporting rapists. They're deporting murderers. They're deporting violent felons. They're reporting like all sorts of people is who they're going after.
So the problem is that in my opinion, it all goes back to the government, which is elected by Americans. But this is the result. We're talking in the 1920s, there were communist, Marxist, Leninist, and every other group. But those the Marxists in particular, the communists were writing books and you know, pamphlets and everything else, talking mm-hmm. about how they had to take over, they had to get into the government, they had to get into education, they had to get into media.
Right.
And we're talking generations of people who've grown up and all the people around them say that what they're saying is the right thing. And the news channels that they turn on say that the Trump is bad and he's doing bad things to good people. And their internet people that they watch that have millions of viewers are saying the same thing. And they think that from their heart. So they're being, you know, When they're saying it, they sound like they really mean it. And so people who, especially when they don't have a lot of information, most of those people down there do not have a good grasp of history, of communism, of what fascism is. Right. They don't really know. And so they're easily led when you don't know and you can't be an expert on everything and everyone agrees the same thing. They assume that's the way it is.
Okay, so yeah, I'm with you on that. I definitely think that that's where they think it's coming. Like that's where they're getting their information. That's where they get it, and they don't fact check anything. That doesn't surprise me. Like I do talk to a lot of different people and ask them, like, where do you get your information? I'm constantly debating people over on TikTok. I'm constantly debating people on X. I'm constantly dealing with the public, right? And their information literally comes from the same different sources, and they never go to check and see whether or not it's legitimate or not, right? Like whether or not it's real. And then things that are real are blown so far out of proportion, it's not even funny. Can I ask you a question, though? Because you said that you were kind of in on the Proud Boys crew and everybody else. Do you think that they're actually going to go down to Portland and deal with this if it's not taken care of anytime soon?
No. And this is something else I wanted to talk about a little bit about, because what I'm seeing in the chat, people talking about, you have to understand, and the Proud Boys, anybody involved with them in this area of the country, already know this. The politicians who are elected are very against conservative activism of any kind and see it as a huge threat. They, the courts, and the police are always going to side with the leftist protest. And what happened with the Proud Boys, the reason the Proud Boys are not in Portland right now smacking these guys around, because it's like one Proud Boy for every 10 of Antifa, and you pretty much have a fair fight. So it's not like Proud Boys couldn't take care of this. The problem is they did that. They came to Portland. They didn't attack anyone. They didn't bring guns with them. They had some people brought little stuff, but they didn't bring a bunch of weapons with them. They came down and they waited until Antifa attacked them, and they always would. Antifa would start fighting with them, try to hit them with sticks and everything else. Mm-hmm. And then they would fight back. And they were actually really conscious of everything that I saw. They were very conscious of like self-defense laws and where you can act and when to stop. Because, you know, the minute they turn their back to you, if you go up and you punch them in the back of the head, you're going to prison in Portland.
Yep.
You are going to go to prison for that. And there's cameras everywhere. Everybody's filming. And so you had all these Proud Boys who did do self-defense the correct way. They played by the rules. And it didn't matter because they went in front of an ideal. They got arrested
because Antifa of the court system that they're going into.
They're going into a court system that is stacked against them, from right. the prosecutors to the head prosecutor for the city, for the juries that they might sit in front of are all stacked against them. And so you have these Proud Boys who did self-defense, non-lethal, non-weapon self-defense. Like punching people back that punched them. Those people ran off. They were wearing masks. They never got arrested. They never saw the inside of a jail cell.
Yeah.
And these courts sent some of these Proud Boys to prison for 10 years for defending themselves from these jackasses.
Yeah. So Portland's on its own.
So you have to understand, if you're going to defend yourself in Portland, even if you act ethically and within the law, you can still go to prison because you're not going to get a fair court case in Portland, Oregon, defending yourself you're to the right amount.
Well, right. So here's the other thing where people say, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. They don't understand the legal system and how corrupt and crappy it is. Not to mention, like the way I describe this to people is, if you get arrested for something and you think you're going to take it to a jury and you're justified in your case of self-defense or whatever it may be, right? And you go to trial over it. I want you to think about the amount of times you're driving down the road and how stupid people are and how many people you yell at inside of your head on a daily basis as you're driving down the road. Those same stupid people are going to be selectively picked to be on your jury.
90% of Portlanders think that Trump is Hitler.
Right. I'm aware. I'm from there.
You're not getting a fair trial in Portland, Oregon.
No.
If you're a conservative of any kind.
No. Why would you?
Then that makes me concerned. For that 10%, at what point are they going to snap? Like, put under
very, very
this
soon.
Kind of pressure?
Very
like,
simple.
At what point are they going to snap and just say, screw it, and, like, forget the consequences and just
well,
snap?
Well, for the most part, people just don't go down there now. If you're conservative, and you want, and you even if you want to argue with liberals or whatever, you do it somewhere else or at a different time. Because if you go down there, they are going to attack you. You are going to lose in court. You are going to live in a cage, and they will be free. And so, like, I mean, yeah, there's been people who have gone down there, but it, you have to understand there. These are very specific circumstances. You're talking about
freeze,
a woman,
pause, freeze,
a black guy.
Freeze, pause. Are you guys all looking at YouTube? Remember how I said that? Remember how I said that, like, lady, like, parades herself around in a wheelchair?
Yep.
Isn't that her right there? Like, right in this video, at the beginning. I'm pretty sure that's that damn lady. That one that ended up getting arrested and was whining and complaining right down here, pretending to be in a wheelchair, like, literally outside of this Tesla. I'm pretty sure that's the lady.
I think she's in a wheelchair.
I think it is.
That's the lady.
When I told you I think she asked me for rolling papers once, I literally mean, I know that woman. I've seen, I wasn't kidding. I've seen her before. She's asked me for shit. I remember her talking. Like, I've spent time in Portland.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I like going down to Portland just to people watch. It is one of the best people watching environments on the planet. However, they're absolutely delusional. There's so many people, if you haven't actually seen what the real Portland looks like, you should go over to YouTube and just type in, like, Portland homeless. And just check out the amount of videos of people. Like, the entire street smells like piss. Can't make it up. The entire street smells like piss. Like, all of the sidewalks filled with freaking tents, encampments, any piece of flat ground covered with these people.
Well, that, okay, so I have to say this. I'm homeless, and that has nothing to do with anything about how I live, I do. Those are drug addicts. Living outside because they're drug addicts.
So the drug addicts, and that's not a stab on all homeless people, because there's people like you that are actually perfectly normal that are homeless.
Right. And sober. I help people.
Fair enough. So from your opinion, are the vast majority of them drug addicts?
In the encampments, yes. Of the activists, I would say it's probably 50-50.
Yeah.
There's always a straight edge group of people, and then there's the drug addict activist.
Bingo.
And so they kind of get mixed, and you know, it varies. Yeah. In fact, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember when Vail burnt down? When the environmental activist burnt down the new big ski lodge? It was like a $40 million fire.
Vaguely.
So they picked me up hitchhiking after the Vail fire, before they got found by the feds. I didn't know who they were when they picked me up hitchhiking.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I went to, it was some house in the mountains in Colorado, and they were drinking a ton. We ended up having to take a bottle from one of the guys. He was so drunk, he kept trying to fight all of us. And then come to find out, and then they take me back to the highway later. They never talked about the fire, but I ended up seeing them later. But figured out that it was them. Pretty crazy, huh?
That's freaking nuts.
They were hammered, but
well, that's insane.
That also doesn't surprise me. Also doesn't surprise me. I mean,
sorry.
No, you're fine, man.
I wanted to ask Rides this is regarding the conservative population. I'm guessing that, as you said, they just avoid Portland. So what about the population outside of Portland, as in other cities, or just outside of the cities in the countryside, towns and villages?
That's where I grew up. So
the whole area there is liberal leaning.
Yep.
But once you get outside of the urban area, even like on the out by the coast, and you know, between Portland and Salem, let's say, and Portland and Eugene, in between there, you're probably looking at like 60% Democrat or 55% Democrat. Once you get east of I-5, like 30 miles, everything east of there is majority Republican. But it's also, that's low population, high desert, kind of stuff.
So,
dude, and even once people like, there's so many small towns in Oregon that have very small populations, and a lot of it, like outside of Portland, going over towards the coast, outside of Beaverton, Tigard area, all of that, like outside of those, it's just a ton of farmland. It's a huge valley, tons and tons of farmland stretched all the way down to Salem, like all across, tons of farmland. All of those people, generally speaking, are very right-leaning. When you get to the major population centers around Portland, that's where it gets stupid and liberal.
There's the exception is a lot of the Republicans in the Portland area, they lived in the city right over the river there in Washington. I forget the name of it off the top of my head, but Vancouver. Vancouver, Washington has a ton of conservatives. That's where a lot of the Proud Boys live. That's usually where they would all leave from the like caravan into Portland.
Yeah.
So there is like a conservative enclave in the Vancouver area. And there, you know, there's some in Portland, but not many. And if they are conservative, they're not really like ideological activists kind of conservatives. They just vote. They just kind of smile and nod their head around everyone else because you don't want to live in a neighborhood in Portland and every restaurant and, store or whatever know you as a conservative guy because it's going to be a hassle every time you go out. Like Antifa is big in Portland and a lot of the community is not Antifa, but they protest with Antifa. Antifa says, come downtown, we need your help. Like 40,000 people might show up.
Yeah.
And so like you don't want to go order food at the restaurant down below you if you're known as a conservative guy because they're going to spit in your food.
Yep.
At very least.
Yep. They're horrible.
It's crazy,
horrible,
but
violent people over there, man. I don't know how to say that.
Then,
I want to let up Lady Adara. I don't know how long she's been sitting over there. I've been looking for other videos and she's been a true supporter for a very long time. I want to allow her to be able to come up and speak. Swamp Cleaner, I got you on the shoot next, gentlemen, not to blow off this conversation, but
nope.
Lady Adara.
Thanks, Matt. Have a good one.
Of course. Lady Adara, you had a statement where you were kind of waiting for everything to be awoken. Curious what you got to say.
So I've dealt with Antifa like firsthand.
Okay.
A good number of times in my line of work. And this is more so just thoughts on the recent, motion to push Antifa toward being designated a domestic terrorist organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they were to do that, if they were going to go about doing that, that also has the implication of no-fly lists. So I don't know if you guys are aware of how these professional protesters like operate, but a lot of them actually travel by air to a lot of these major population areas. That's how they get around to partake in these and artificially bolster the voice of a lot of these protests ongoing. What are your thoughts on no-fly list designations for these, particularly the professional protesters that are a lot of the times in these groups of agitators that use these local useful idiots to perpetuate violence?
I absolutely 1,000% think that Antifa and those affiliated with, such as that lady that I showed earlier that was collecting helmets and body armor and all sorts of crap for them, anybody that's affiliated with them should be labeled as a domestic terrorist. Like, yeah, they fit the definition to a T, number one. They are a violent organization, and it's not the first time. There's actually several groups here in the United States. That's why we have domestic terror organizations, right? That's why we label them domestic terror organizations, and I absolutely think that that should happen. The other thing that it actually ends up doing is it opens up a whole new degree of what law enforcement, both federal, state, can actually do in order to go after these people and to actually find them. It opens up a whole new freaking swarm of like tools in their toolbox that they don't have access to right now to actually go after and target these people. I'm a big fan of labeling Antifa a domestic terrorist organization, as I believe they should be. When you look at the different types of things that they're doing, shutting down these streets, surrounding those vehicles, not letting people through because they're driving Teslas or whatever their case may be, then defacing the property, attacking people violently with freaking sticks, stabbings, shootings, all of these things have taken place in and around Antifa, and they organize these things, which are illegal. What they're doing is absolutely 110% illegal, and it affects society. They need to label them as a domestic terror organization and take care of them as such.
Sorry, but if we have any background noise, there's a couple of guys saying they wanted to drag race really quick.
It happens.
No, the I'm in Idaho here, and I can certainly attest to what that gentleman earlier had stated in regards to many Oregonians don't want to be a part of Oregon, to the point where there's actually been a movement for the greater part of 20 years now of people trying to secede and become part of Idaho.
Yes,
beginning
that has
a state
happened.
Known as Greater Idaho.
Yep, yeah. Eastern Oregon tried
That's
to peel
been
away
going on
a
for
years
a
ago.
Long time, and this is only perpetuating this more.
Well, yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
Of course it is.
It's been going on forever.
Yeah, if I lived over there, I wouldn't want to be dealing with this crap because you have those rejects in Portland that are basically running the entire state. I mean, they really are. Like the population over there is so dense, and they're so retarded that they're literally running the entire state and screwing people over. Yeah, they want to break away, and I don't blame them one tiny bit. I used to go hunting over in Eastern Oregon. It's a beautiful place, and these rejects are destroying it. I don't know how else to say that. These rejects are literally destroying the state of Oregon.
And part of that issue is that it's so deep-rooted that... My apologies. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're right. It's the culture. It's literally how these people are raised.
It's such a deep-rooted issue that if you were to go after them for any violations that they had done in their position of office, you really can't get far with that because what court is going to oversee and handle a case on, say, dereliction of duty while in a position of public office?
Right. Well, what you need is... And this
or
is my
violation
personal opinion.
Of the oath of that office.
Right. And this would be my personal opinion, right? Is that you end up finding federal crimes that these police chiefs and everybody else did, and you charge them in a federal court, and then you end up pushing to make sure that they go to a district that is not extremely liberal, right? Because them being elected officials or them being high ranking officials, obviously you'd be able to take them, pull them and put them in another place simply because they'd be getting an unfair advantage, or there'd be what do you call that? Not an unfair advantage. When there's things that don't go together, that's what needs to happen. Basically, where they have ties in there, so you gotta move them. There's a word for it, and I'm brain farting.
Oh, so you're trying to avoid a conflict of interest by a change
conflict
of venue.
Interest. Thank you. Conflict of interest by a change of venue. Thank you very much. I know there's legal technical terms for it. I just couldn't think of it at the time. But yeah, absolutely. And I think that there's federal crimes that they could absolutely find and charge them with, and move them somewhere else so that they don't have a conflict of interest. That is exactly what we're talking about. That's exactly what the guy that was just speaking a little bit ago was talking about. You got to get them out of there.
I see Swamp wants to come up here. I'm just going to cap it on. I'm a big fan of some 249s with simunitions. That'll be really funny to watch. And I'm glad to be a part of your diversity quota for the day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah.
That ought to keep you canceled from... But oh wait, they're on Blue Sky now. Who cares?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, you make comments all the time. You donate from time to time. You're a member forever. So yeah, when I see you come up in the chat, I'm gonna end up pulling you in. You know?
Like, yeah.
You wanna come talk?
2 years next month, but for the past 7 years, I think YouTube's been suppressing it because I cannot super chat anymore. It just gives me an error every time. So
doesn't surprise me.
That's why you don't see me anymore. I'm always here. I just can't talk.
Yeah, there it is. Well, now you can. Well, we got Swamp Cleaner up. So thanks for yielding the sage. Womp, womp, womp. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing? Good getting the chance to talk to you, Matt. I got a quick comment. It's pretty funny. And then I got a question about the flotilla. Now, my wife is a huge Cary Elwes fan. And because he's that the actor from The Princess Bride. I don't know if you're aware of that movie. But I would know that she would be the best arbiter to say whether or not it was accurate. So I showed her the super chat I left and then rewound back to the actual Portland chief. And she laughed her fucking ass off. Cause, she said, yeah, that's pretty much the most accurate thing she saw in a while. So she hasn't laughed that hard in a while. but my question was, now, am I misremembering this or not? But didn't Israel threaten to detain Greta for over like a year in like a detention facility if she tried to pull off another one of these stunts.
I feel like that's an accurate statement.
Yeah, and especially now that it's been connected back to Hamas, I'm sure she's going to be a lot more crap than them putting her onto a coach flight and sending her back to Europe.
So they haven't made any specific statements about Greta, and they also haven't made any specific statements about some of those Hamas boats that were also in that fleet that Israel's bringing out and putting that evidence forward for. Right, so I'd be very curious. I highly doubt they're going to let any of those Hamas-affiliated people go. I highly doubt it. Now, if those boats turned around after that information got put out, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm actually shocked that Israel didn't sink those boats. But I think what they actually wanted to do was, number one, avoid a bad look, and two, be able to pull whatever evidence they can off of those boats and start identifying some of those people that are associated with them. That's what I would want to do. And Greta, yeah, absolutely. Like, once they actually end up arresting her for, like, leading all of this crap, which hopefully they do, and throw her butt in jail along with some of the other retards that were on those boats, I seriously hope, now that they are affiliated, right, with a terror organization, that especially, like, U.S., like I've said it before, you know, like, U.S. personnel that were on those boats, like, there's some of those group leaders that had to have known the affiliations and ties with Hamas that they were, like, in bed with when they were doing this. Those people, I'm actually like on board with not allowing them re-entry into the United States of America, really, or putting them up on charges for supporting enemies of the United States of America, things of that nature.
Yeah, because I'm sorry, she can't play dumb, even though, like, whatever she's got going on with her, I think she's in the know of what's going on, and I think it would be very fun to be a fly on the wall listening to her being interrogated. But last thing I wanted to say is you do such a great job, especially covering what's going on over there in Gaza and everything. And because I have constantly friends coming up to me because they know that I'm like more politically activated than most of them. They always ask me and they always frame it like this. Hey, buddy, what's going on with that genocide in Gaza? And I'm just like, I facepalm all the time. And I'm just like, here, let me send you to this YouTube channel called Speak the Truth, because he cuts through the bullshit and he's actually telling you what's really going on. And some of them are open to it. Most of them are just, you know, stuck in their IDS, their Israel derangement syndrome, and they just turn on the blinders and ignore what I have to say. But at least if I can get through to one or two of them and via the information that you're putting out, it's much appreciated, and I want to say thank you for what you're doing, because there's not that many people that are willing to actually push back against this narrative, this anti-Israel narrative, because this anti-Israel narrative is the fashionable thing. It's a thing that allows people to get clicks and you can make money off, like Candace Owens.
Right.
And it's infuriating.
It's absolutely infuriating, and it's infuriating that there's actually people out there that know the truth, but like refuse to report on it. That's the other part that pisses me off. Well, thank you guys for coming up. You got anything else, brother? Because I'm gonna close out the Discord chat. I need to eat. I need to.
Oh no, that's just what I wanted to say. That's just what I wanted to say, and I'm glad I was able to get a chance to talk to you. And I'll probably be able to. I'll probably be raising my hand a couple more times in the months to come. So
yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Yep. Have a good night. Bye.
You too, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, join me over on Discord. I will see you guys here in just a little bit. I'm going to go sign off from YouTube. So thank you guys for hanging out with me over in the Discord. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are over on YouTube, please consider becoming a true supporter and subscribe to the channel. Justin Winch says, for funding MT out there, demasking the people that are causing issues and helping ICE come through. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice, man? I'm actually hoping that we actually do get some beanbag funding or pepperball funding or something like that. It would be great. Jedediah, smart. Matt, by the way, you have to drive down this road to get to OHSU offices. That's true. This is right near the Ronald McDonald House where families of sick kids stay. Also a fact. I actually didn't even put that together until you brought that up, but you were absolutely right. It's right down there on the waterfront. It's so freaking frustrating. So frustrating. Jessica H says, thanks for always speaking the truth, Matt. And Dylan Dunker, who's been around for 20 months, says, what's up, Nanners? Hit that like button, subscribe, and get yourselves a membership. And for those of you that got gifted a membership today or purchased one and became a brand new true supporter, I did just post the Discord link. You go over to the main YouTube channel, go over to posts. And if you're a true supporter, you'll be able to see the Discord link. Get your butt into the Discord. Great community, amazing community. We've done amazing things inside of our Discord just this last year alone. And we're about to do some other amazing things, which I talked about this morning, but I'll be bringing that up at a future time. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank every single one of you for hanging out with me today. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
So Donald Trump is now ordering ICE and our military to go full force on the 24-hour music festival in Portland. They've been going for, I think it's day 115 today. And I'm worried about those folks. So here's some things that are good to drop off. Helmets. I found these at Goodwill. Gas masks. I'll link this one below. This is a really good one that I found. It comes with a lot of filters. It's got mesh on the back, so it evenly distributes around the face, has a really good seal, which for the long-term wear, that seal is really fucking important. P100 refills for masks. These are the fine particle filters.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.